Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Earthly service and heavenly perspective. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Mark 11:9. The last week of Christ's life began with a hero's welcome, palm branches, hosannas. Yet by the end of the week, the key to the city had become a cross on a hill, and the cheering crowds gave way to the jeering mobs. Why? Because they forgot Christ's words. "The Son of Man came to give his life as a ransom for many." Mark 10:45. Martin Luther, who clearly knew the necessity of Christ's death, sets the triumphal entry in perspective. Walk with Martin Luther, whose study of the scripture sparked the Reformation in Germany in the 1500s. The riding of our blessed Savior into Jerusalem was a poor, humble kind of procession. Christ, King of heaven and earth, was seen sitting upon a lowly donkey. This humble transport for such a powerful potentate was a fulfillment of Zechariah's prophecy. Christ had neither money, nor riches, nor earthly kingdom, for he gave those to kings and princes. But he reserved one thing for himself, which no human creature or angel could do, namely, to conquer death and sin, the devil and hell, and in the midst of death, to deliver and save those that through his word believed in him. Today's New Testament reading is Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 19.
Mark 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and just as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs it and will send it back here shortly.'" They went and found a colt outside in the street, tied at a doorway. As they untied it, some people standing there asked, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They answered, as Jesus had told them to, and the people let them go. When they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks in the road, while others spread branches they had cut in the fields. Those who went ahead and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple courts. He looked around at everything, but since it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard him say it. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers?" The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him, because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. When evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city.
No one understood Christ's triumph. The celebration was premature, and the empty tomb, not the kingly scepter, would signify his victory. "Now you are sent forth as his servant." Like him, you may be misunderstood and unappreciated. And like the Savior, your reward may not be of this world. There may be no ticker tape in your future, no cries of hurrah, but the words, "Well done," falling from the lips of the Savior will make all earthly rewards pale by comparison.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.